You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hello, hello, everyone. Tamara here for Inside Launch Street, a little dose of innovation and opportunity in a time of uncertainty, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Today's topic is a little bit of a question, actually. What if uncertainty is just opportunity in disguise? I hope to help you see it that way. So before I get into all this, where it came from, kind of what you can do, a couple things I want to point out. One is make sure that you go to our private Facebook group, the Leaders and Innovators group, or Leadership and Innovation, and join us. That's where I go even further into this topic in our 10-minute bursts of innovation that I do every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. We cover everything from how to go from obvious to innovative, to how to get legacy thinkers on board with change, to what if uncertainty is just an opportunity in disguise. So go there, join the group. There's a ton of insights and tools and community. We post so much goodness there, so much that will help you ignite those innovation engines, really understand how to leverage your everyday innovator style and get that buy-in for your ideas. Go there. All right. Today's topic is about uncertainty. Now, I think we can all agree that we are living in very uncertain times. And, you know, I think uncertainty is one of those things that's always been there, but it is, without a doubt, amplified in a big way right now. Can we all agree to that? I can tell you that every conversation I've had with people, it kind of falls into this, like, I just don't know where things are headed. I just don't know what's coming next. Things just feel so uncertain. So we may not all be using the uncertain language, but we are definitely feeling it. But here's the thing. What if all that uncertainty, instead of it being an excuse to hold us back and not do what we want to do, not make decisions, what if it's the opposite? What if uncertainty is opportunity in disguise? So let me share a little bit about where this is coming from. So I've been reading this book on financial intelligence, and this is one of my side hobbies. I think having smart financial knowledge and insight is really important for all of us in this world. And one of the things that talked about in this book that kind of blew my mind is it was opening with this comment about how we all know that the financial markets, you know, like the stock market, doesn't like uncertainty, right? That it gets volatile with uncertainty. And I'm over there nodding my head like, yeah, right. Markets don't like uncertainty, right? That's when stock prices go down. That's when, you know, investors start to bail, right? That's when we see kind of all these ups and downs. And what the author, who's quite well known in this field, said was, hey, that's actually not true. Markets don't dislike uncertainty. Markets don't hate uncertainty. He said, no, that's a layer of emotional baggage that we put on it. He said, in fact, the markets are great for uncertainty. And here were his two proof points, which kind of blew, they're so obvious, yet they totally blew my mind. The first one was, he said, you know, think about it for a second. What we hear about when things are uncertain in the markets is we hear about how everybody's selling, right? Everybody runs for the hills, get out, get out. He said, but think about it for a second. For every person that's selling, there's someone buying. So there's actually someone on the other side. The other thing he said, which made me nod my head and go, oh yeah, duh. He said, when you look at the wealthy people who have built financial wealth, he said, that's because they saw that uncertainty as an opportunity and they got in the uncertainty while the rest of us were running. I thought that was kind of profound, actually. Now, I bet you're asking, well, Tamara, what does financial intelligence have to do with innovation and business? Well, here's the thing that this, listening to this, made me realize. In our world right now, uncertainty, We don't know how the market's going to react, our customers. We don't know if the competition's going to be there tomorrow. We have to totally shift how we do business because what we did yesterday is it doesn't work anymore. We're not clear what is going to work. All of that uncertainty is just opportunity in disguise. We're the ones who say we don't like it, we don't know what to do with it, but it's there for you. I just had a conversation with a client who hired me to do a speaking engagement for their association of about 1,000 people for this event. And I was telling her, I said, it's interesting. I said, you know, the rug was pulled out from under me in February and it's been very uncertain. I said, but you know what, in those obstacles, in that uncertainty is how I actually was able to discover an incredible opportunity and build this Everyday Innovators Tribe, this membership platform for business leaders and innovators. I said, you know, we've had way more success, not just in terms of members and financial, but also in terms of impact and ability to make change in people's lives through this membership platform. Because, you know, behavior change takes time. Learning a new skill takes time. I said, I was never able to do that when my business was all live events. But now that I had that incredible uncertainty and all that certainty of those live events that I had scheduled for the year, all that certainty around how my business was going to go got pulled out from under me. That uncertainty led to a new business model, which led to way more growth, success, and impact than I ever expected to make. You're welcome to go check out the Everyday Innovators Tribe on our website, and you'll see it's not your typical kind of live event person business, but wow, that was us looking at the uncertainty and going, we don't know when the live events business is coming back. We don't know what people are going to need. We don't know where the money's coming from. It was all that uncertainty that turned into opportunity. And that can happen for you in your world as well. That's something I'm actually certain about. So here's the thing. Here's the trap I want you to get out of so that you can get there. Here's what happens. It's almost like a teeter-totter. Do you remember those kids, structures at the playground, right? Where both kids would sit on one end and you go up and down. If there's a 12-year-old sat on it with a 5-year-old, the 12-year-old would be stuck at the bottom and the 6-year-old's way at the top. Do you remember those? I used to love those. Never see them anymore. All right, here's why I mentioned those. I think uncertainty and certainty, we treat like a teeter-totter. And when uncertainty is really high up and we want it to be lower, it's scary, it feels risky, we don't like it, it's uncomfortable. What we then try to do is put certainty on the other side of that teeter-totter and balance it out, right? We try to add certainty to our times of uncertainty. However, what that really does is hold us back. Trying to add certainty to places where there aren't certainty, it holds us back. It keeps us safe. It keeps us from moving forward. It keeps us from innovating. So what we've got to do is we've got to get off that teeter-totter completely. We've got to get off this kind of balancing of uncertainty and certainty. And instead of worrying about bringing certainty into things, instead we want to think about where's the opportunity here. I want to give you two examples, one in my personal life and one for a client who both allowed me to share these stories, that I think are a great example of trying to add certainty instead of looking for the opportunity. I wanted to share these with you because I want you to avoid these traps. And I want you to think about the positive side, like I've shared with the Everyday Innovators Tribe. Okay, so here's the two. So first, I'm having a parent-teacher conference with one of my kids' teachers, and he's a phenomenal teacher, by the way. So this is a knowing indictment on teachers. They are dealing with a boatload right now. So here's what happened. We're having this teacher conference virtual about my son. It's going great. He's a phenomenal teacher, a really good person. And at the end, he said, you know, I am asking all parents about how to dial up engagements. Their kids are, you know, more engaged given we have to be virtual, if you have any advice. So I said, well, I have some. I said, you know, I don't know if you have the ability to do this. I said, and I teach adults, so this may not be exactly the same, but in my world, I said, you know, something as simple as Zoom breakouts really helps with engagement. It allows them to talk to each other. You give them a task to do. It breaks up the monotony of just looking at the screen, right? You have them off and running and do something as a teamwork. It creates like learning about how to be a team in a virtual world. Then they come back, right? And they share with you. I said, I don't know if you can do that, but it's really helped in the adult world. And the teacher's response was interesting. And I think you'll hear his need for certainty in this. He said, you know, I hear what you're saying. He said, actually, we being the teachers, have avoided Zoom breakouts because we don't know what the students are going to be doing in the breakout. Like they could just be messing around, right? So the uncertainty of trying this new tool, he was trying to bring uncertainty. I just need to know what the kids are doing. Now, of course, my response for right or wrong was, well, the kids are messing around on TikTok anyway. You might as well have them messing around with each other. but maybe not the best response. I'll just own it. But really what I was driving at there was, first of all, you can pop into Zoom breakouts at any time. You can make a contest for the right answer. You can have them report back to each other. Like I said, there's a lot of ways to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But the point of that story isn't that. The point is I'm sure you heard, he was so busy trying to add certainty to uncertainty that it stopped him from doing and finding the opportunity in the teaching and in education. I had another potential client come to me earlier this week and say, we want to go after this new market with our product. We think it's a good fit. We haven't yet because we're trying to figure out how we think they're going to respond. Now, I know you're nodding your head because at this point you're like, yep, Tamara, trying to add certainty into uncertainty. Totally, right? So again, that's the teeter-totter that's holding us back. We got to get off of that and look for the opportunity. So a couple things I want to share with you is ways to do that. And hold on, I wrote them down and now I got to pull them up because I was sharing them in even more depths on the burst of innovation. So here's three that I want you to think about that'll help you see that uncertainty is just opportunity in disguise and get off that teeter-totter. Number one is know your outcomes, know your vision. When you know the kind of the ultimate vision, the goal, then you can be decisive and keep that long-term vision in mind. So you're not making short-term slapstick decisions. So know your outcomes. Number two, experiment and try. As I told the potential client who was sharing with me that we don't know how they're going to react, the customers, I said, well, you don't know until you try. Like they were busy doing research, having conversation after conversation. I said, you got to experiment, get out there. Experimentation and trial and error are how you find those nuggets of opportunity. And number three is, and I think this one is always important, but even more so now, is question everything, all assumptions. And I mean those layers of assumptions that are like how you do business, right? They are the concrete at the base of your house. Question those, because the reality is what got us to today is not going to get us to tomorrow. Question everything. Now, I got a little bonus for you that I shared on the burst. I'm going to throw it in a kind of a short version here for you. So I just want you to think about it. Is as someone said on the burst today, they said it's the scout's rule, which is be prepared. So here's the short of it. And if you're connected with me on Facebook, personally, you've seen my story about my trip to the Grand Canyon. So let me just say this. Most people who do the long hike, most people either do one of two things. Either they hike in like a mile, maybe 2 miles, go to the vista points and turn around. Totally valid, right? Or they hike all the way down at 7 miles down to the base, to the bottom, and then they camp overnight, and then they hike up the next day. Well, the person I was with, we don't really roll that way. So here's what we did. Here was my intended plan. We're going to hike in 3 miles to what's called Skeleton Point, which is a lookout, get some amazing views, and then hike back. So I dressed and packed for a very certain road. 3 miles. I was not in good shoes. I wasn't in hiking shoes. I didn't plan for the train. I didn't have enough water, right, for more than that, or food, really. Well, we got to 3 miles, and we decided we wanted to go to 4 miles, and then 5 miles. Then we were like, well, now we should just go to the bottom. So we went all the way down and all the way back. Now, I say it very flippant now, but I will tell you it was one of the most painful, grueling hikes of my life, and I can barely move while I'm sitting here recording this podcast. But that's not why I share it with you. I share it with you because had I just planned a little bit more and said, you know what, hey, things could change, things could go wrong, things might look different than my expectations, I would have been way more prepared than I was. I would have had a slightly better experience on my feet anyway than I had. I wouldn't change what we did for the world, but I would have planned for it. So then the question is, well, tomorrow, how do you plan for uncertainty? You don't, but you plan to adapt and pivot. And in my case, in the Grand Canyon, all that would have required is a little bit of water, a little bit of food, and better shoes. And I would have been able to adjust quickly to the change in temperatures, the change in scenery, the change in altitude, the change of the length of the hike, right? So you can prepare for uncertainty. What you're really preparing for in that is the ability to adapt and pivot. So get off the teeter-totter of trying to add certainty to uncertainty. It's getting you nowhere. It's holding you back. Instead, look for the gems of opportunity inside the uncertainty. And remember what I said in the beginning, while everybody else is running for the hills, the people that are coming in are the ones winning. And know your outcomes, experiment and try, question everything, and be prepared. All right. I'll see you in our Facebook group, the Leadership and Innovation One. If you were asking about, as some of you have, about the Everyday Innovators Tribe, we will reopen to the public December 1st and 2nd, and then not again until January. So hope to see you online and everywhere else. Hope you got a ton of value out of this. Go find those opportunities.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.